like to go bowling with my friend Bert, with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. I like to roll the ball down the lane.
Well, if you like bowling, we've got a place where you can go to have a lot of fun. People go bowling a lot of times at Redmond Recreation Center in Lorain. But coming up on March 25th, it's the big special day for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County and their annual Bowl for Kids' Sake. And here from Big Brothers Big Sisters is Marcus Madison. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
What's going on with your Big Brothers Big Sisters? Huh?
Oh, we're excited. Another great year to celebrate.
Talk about some of the littles that are in the program right now that you can share with us, if you would.
You know, this has been a great year for us. Our littles, I've been with the agency for about 10 years now, and it's kind of neat because the littles are no longer little. And the new littles that are coming in, they come in with so much enthusiasm and excitement to be matched with a big brother or a big sister. So it's been neat to kind of see some of these kids grow up and become mentors themselves. And it's also been pretty neat to see our next generation of littles come into the organization so that we can provide a service for them.
So you've seen some littles become bigs who now have littles?
Yes, it's been an amazing sight to see. I went to one of the grocery stores and even Planet Fitness. I went to the gym and one of the people at the front said, "Hey, Marcus, you remember me?" And I'm thinking, oh, wow, this was one of the littles when I first started to work with the agency. I remember we went to Camp Timberlake at the time and they were making Indian sticks. And it's like, wow. It's happening. I'm getting a little bit older every year.
But you see the success in something like Big Brothers Big Sisters through this kind of an encounter and understand at that moment when you first decide to be a part of it, you don't really know what the future's like, but here's a chance for you to sort of see what these people have become.
You know, it's been pretty neat because now you can actually, sometimes, you know, this kind of work it happens not just within a year, but it's a long-term life decision that happens. Our littles start to think about their bigs and decisions that they're making. And it's pretty neat to see how some of them are turning out and how they're deciding to get involved in the community or give back.
If someone wants to be a big, what kind of a responsibility does that become for them?
You know, if someone wants to be a big, our commitment is we request that they be a big for a year in our program. And it's a minimum requirement of meeting with a young person one time out of the month. So it's an exciting time, and they can always reach us at our office or visit our website at biglorainecounty.org to find out how to go big in 2017.
When they get together, what kind of things might they do?
Oh, man. So I do believe the Monster Truck event is taking place. That's coming up pretty soon here.
That's this weekend, yep.
That's this weekend. It's been great. We've got a good partnership with the city. They donated tickets to the organization. So we've got a couple of bigs and littles that are going to trek down to the queue and listen to the to the trucks. And sometimes it's just going out to eat. You know, we see bigs sneak over to the foundry. Sometimes we've got our bigs and littles in Wellington just going out to eat. So it's you just do what you do normally. The only difference is you bring a little person with you.
And a lot of times maybe you think it's the whole pomp and circumstance of where you're going, the big event, but maybe it's the little moment that they remember the most that has the biggest impact on them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when my first little, I think I became a big when I was around 18 or so, we would just, you know, at that time, I was in college, didn't have that much money, so sometimes we'll just wash the car. And, you know, it was exciting. He really didn't know what it was like to wash cars, and I really didn't like washing cars myself, but I had to do it, so we'll just spend time in the driveway washing cars or helping out in some community events.
Well, you learn the process. You don't want to just rub the dirt. You want to make sure there's water on there so you don't damage the finish. And of course, I don't know if white walls are in at that time, but I just remember the white wall cleaning. That was the toughest part of that. But it's sort of a little work ethic and a job well done kind of a thing that comes out of it. Again, you've got the Bowl for Kids' Sake coming up on March 25th at Redmond Recreation Center in Lorain. Talk about that event. How do people sign up and what happens there?
Yes, you can sign up for this event by visiting biglorainecounty.org, or you can give us a call at the office. Our number is 440-277-6541. This is always a great time. We have great prizes, great sponsors that step up to the plate. And this is a way that we're able to continue to serve kids in Lorain County. So if you like bowling, it's an easy way to just come out and have a good time with your friends. Up to 4 to 5 people can register to bowl on a lane. We've got one bowling time, that's 2 p.m. And this year, we're excited. We're going to go big. We're going to do a couple of different things, give away some cool door prizes, and really celebrate what it is to be a big brother, big sister, and to support kids here in Lorain County.
Are you going to roll one down the lane?
You know, this will be a year that I'm actually looking forward to. You know, I usually am running around the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. But this year, I plan to bowl myself. I got my little brother with me, so this will be a fun year for me. But we're looking at letting our big brothers and big sisters of the year roll out the first bowl. And if we can, we might try to see if we can get Chase Ferris, our Super Bowl champion from Elyria, to come and join us if he's in town to help us celebrate and kick off the bowling event.
Well, speaking of people from Elyria, your cousin Deanna Madison, now Bartoletta, she's obviously a gold medal Olympic winner. That was a big summer for her. You had a chance to visit with her.
Yeah, so my mom and my cousin had a chance to visit Tampa, Florida, and I can report that Tiana is all smiles. You know, they had a time to just fellowship, and there was a couple of other folks from Elyria that had a chance to sneak down and visit her as well before she left town again. Once you finish the Olympics, the circuit never ends, so you leave from long jumping and running to going right into another circuit overseas and getting back out there. So she's still competing. She is still disciplined. And I expect that we're going to continue to see great things from her as we already have, as she continues to push herself and really stand in her own platform of being a person that has really defied all odds to meet her dreams and to continue to get up there and do the best that she can.
What do you think it is that drives her for something like that? You know, a lot of times the Olympic gold, that's kind of the pinnacle of that. How do you keep that fire, that inspiration going on?
You know, Tiana's always been someone that's been so focused and determined from everything that she would do. Even just growing up and seeing that, she is someone that, you know, if something would set her back, she'll say, all right, I need to get back up there and figure out how to push myself. And she's been able to find that in her husband, that inspiration to keep her moving. And it's exciting to see how her story continues to play out on a national scene. And I look forward to kind of seeing how she continues to let her voice be known, and how she inspires young girls across the world.
Marcus Madison is with us in studio today, and a lot of people know you're a councilman here in the city of Elyria. Next week, the mayor gives her State of the City address. As you look at 2017 and the state of Elyria, what's on your mind?
You know, I shared with some folks, for me, I think our next frontier as a city is, it's really going to come down to how do we put people back to work in this city and what we're going to do to address our housing stock. We're able to meet this frontier head on and balance that out between developing our communities, our neighborhoods, and making sure people have good jobs or opportunities for jobs. I think we're going to be moving in a good direction. So I'm looking forward to the mayor's address. I hope she addresses how we're going to put people back to work, how we use technology to better serve residents in the community, and what we're going to do to address our housing stock. So I'm looking forward to it.
Of course, with the bicentennial year this year, there's a little special glow for the city too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm learning new things about our city just from even this morning about the history of this city and the things that used to be here. So I love Elyria. I love to call this place home.
But as you mentioned, though, there's ever-changing things too. So even people who look at something thinking it's always should be like this, well, if they look back, it really hasn't been that way that long. History always evolves, and that's always good for a city to keep moving and evolving.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and sharing a bit of your day with us. Again, the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County have their annual Bowl for Kids' Sake at the Redmond Recreation Center in Lorain. We got a link at our website, weol.com. as well for you to get the details, or you can go to biglorainecounty.org to find out details. Marcus, thank you for coming and appreciate it.